Well, guess what? I may be limping, but I'm back. Mark Congleton here. It's the Daily Perspective Podcast. Just a quick hit edition. Not the full hour today. But I just wanted to take a few minutes to one, look at something current that's in the news, and two, or B, to kind of explain what happened. I tend to have I have tech issues from time to time, and I don't want those to be excuses. I just want you to understand what I'm working with. And on this, honestly, I'm working with an abundance of tech here, and I'm blessed to have it. It's stuff that's been accumulated over a bunch of years, and some of it is old, some of it is some of it is crusty, and every now and then age catches up, and that is kind of what happened. But first, God bless you. Good to have you here. Good to be along with you today, and I hope you hope you're doing well. Hope your family, your friends, all your loved ones are well. I told you. Let's see. Did I tell you? No, I didn't tell you yesterday. So let me get you caught up on what happened. We went to Arkansas. My wife and I, we traveled to Jonesboro, Arkansas to deliver a little table and chairs set up for our nephew Shane and his wife Chrissy, who live there, and baby Eva, who is 2.5. And I'm really not at this point still sure what she looks like because she just is always moving. She's a blur. Anyway, we hit the road Saturday morning. We drove to Jonesboro, Arkansas. We went through Mississippi, hit Memphis. Oh my goodness, we had a place. There's a place in Memphis you have got to stop for barbecue, because that's what I did. I just looked for, okay, show me barbecue in Memphis, highest ratings, and I chose a place called the Barbecue Shop. And I've mentioned Barbecue Stop. That's close to me, and they're amazing. But Barbecue Shop in Memphis, good gravy. It was so good. We ordered lunch. It came. It was huge. I was shocked by how big it was. Some really, really good brisket and excellent sauce. The beans and coleslaw were just amazing. The whole experience was great. And then we got back on the road, headed to Jonesboro, and got there late in the afternoon, 3-ish, and checked into the hotel, and then went to their house and took them to the table and spent some time hanging out with them and catching up and shooting pictures of the kiddo. And we on the weekends, usually I go scavenging at thrift stores with my buddy Mike, just looking for odds and ends. Hence some of the tech I have, and and I still got a chance to scavenge because they said, hey, we've got a flea market near here. We might go look at that. And so that's what we did. It was a big zero, but still we did that. Then we went out for some Mexican food. Then we went back to the house and hung out for a while. And then we made our way back to the hotel. We were supposed to get together for breakfast Sunday morning, but alarms got turned off. People overslept. I'm not going to say who, Shane, but that kind of blew that out of the water. So we had some breakfast, hit the road, and came back. And I just want to say one thing to the Mississippi Tourism Department. Do something about I-22. Would you please? Would you please? I mean, it is a wasteland it is devoid of interestingness. There's really not much interesting along I-22. Mark, what about Ole Miss? It's in Oxford. Yeah, if you want to get off and spend another 45 minutes away, taking 45 minutes to get to Oxford, Mississippi, and then about another 45 minutes to get back to the interstate. Oh, sure, that's what you want to do. And I know that because that's where my son went to college, and a lot of our money went to Oxford. Anyway, the trip back was boring. We got back in town late in the afternoon on Sunday. And then I came in, lugged everything into the house, and then came back to the studio and looked around and realized that the computer that handles the scheduling which is it's the one that plays the bumper music, the intro music you just heard. It's the one that plays the PSA spots. That computer was unresponsive. It was gone. I couldn't find it on the network, and the way it's all hooked up, I don't use a monitor. There's not one hooked up to it. No monitor, no keyboard, no mouse, no nothing, because I just access it remotely across the network. I have Apple computers, and that's the way the Macs all talk to each other on the network. And it just wasn't there. So I had to hook everything up and delve into it. And it turns out that an operating system update failed. And in the process, somehow corrupted what was on the hard drive, so it couldn't boot. So I had to do some repair work, some drive repair, and then reload an image that had been stored as a backup. Well, it turns out that this little guy stopped backing up on the 1st of January of this year. I really wasn't aware of it. It's an automatic thing. You don't, you know, who looks until you need it, right? And so the backup image is from like the last day, December 31st of 2019. And for some reason on January 1st, he decided, hey, I'm tired of this. And he stopped doing backups. So I have an old back. The reason I had stuff running this morning, just the little bit that I'm doing this morning, is because I was able to get it back up. It's back up and running, but I don't trust it. It's also missing a lot of the stuff that I've done, I've tweaked, I've changed since that happened, since the end of December last year. And I've made a handful of changes, and none of those changes are in the programs, and none of those changes, like the new music, the bumpers, all of that other stuff, none of it's on the hard drive. So I've got to go scrounge all that stuff up. All those edited pieces of music, all the stuff I've done, I've got to... No, stop it. Stop it! All of that stuff, I've got to get squared away so that... I'm trying to figure out something here. What did I do to myself? That's good. Good. All right, so that should be fine now. I accidentally bumped a button and it started everything up. All of that stuff that I've edited and done over the last year or 9 months, I've got to find, because I've got it all. It's just in file folders on Dropbox and things like that. So I've just got to go find it all and reload it and reset programming. And once I get all of that done today, I will do a Time Machine backup and create a disk image that is exactly the way I want it to be. And once that's done, then we'll be back up to speed. And here's where that stands. Knowing that the hard drive is questionable on this computer, I placed an order for another hard drive. This time an SSD, a solid state drive. And this has a spinning drive in it. So it's an old tech, the platter and all that stuff. And you can get one for $59 to replace this one. So that's what I did. I replaced the $59 drive, and I replaced the drive with a new $59 Western Digital, and I also ordered a memory bump. And so it should be back up and running, and it should run a bit faster, probably very noticeably faster than it did before, because now you can click on something and it says, whoop, I got it, hang on. Hold on. And then it does its thing. But that all comes in piece by piece. The drive will be here tomorrow. The memory will be here on Thursday. So I'll get everything back up to speed again. We'll probably have a podcast Thursday, a full podcast Thursday. Nothing tomorrow, but there should be a full podcast on Thursday. And then Thursday, when the RAM comes in, I'll install it, and then back even better than it was before on Friday. So that's cool. Everything is happening there. So that's the deal. And the reason this is that I have tech issues is, like I said, I've got all this old equipment here, like the old Mac Mini that I don't put a load on it. It just does one thing, right? It just does one thing. It manages the playback of all of the stuff you hear, most of the stuff you hear. I have other devices that do other things. Like I've got the iPad over here.
3 hours later.
That I have buttons all lined up. Just all kinds of stuff I can throw in.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
And I run a little program on the iPad called iJingle Pro. And it's just, I can load five columns of just tons and tons and tons of stuff. All kinds of things. Yeah. And make all that, you know. Yeah, see, I can do all kinds of crazy things.
3:28 a.m.
Anyway, and I store things on that, like the political stuff as
Change
well.
Will not come.
So
if we wait for some other...
And I've also got, let's see, I've got the iPad, I've got the Mac Mini, I have my trusty old MacBook Pro that has served me well for a long, long, long time. It is right now handling... it's handling duty, accessing the web, and doing some other things for me. It's just it's handling a great deal of stuff for me, and it can, because it is a workhorse of a computer. I've got an old like 10 or 12 year old iMac sitting right in front of me. I'm just using it as a screen. The MacBook Pro is using the iMac as a screen, because I didn't want to have to buy another computer, and the iMac is now slow enough that I can't use it for practically anything as far as real heavy duty work is concerned. So I don't worry about it. And then what else is there? That's all. That's it. You've got the MacBook Pro, the iMac, the Mac Mini. Oh, and then there's the little Lenovo that I've Macintoshed, and it's running. What is it running? It's actually running the link to Facebook, and it's running the stream to Facebook, and it's also recording what you're listening to right now, and that's what it does. It just does a couple of things. And by the way, this little thing, it's a little, if you're thinking about a computer, you can find these on eBay for around $200. You get one outfitted properly with the i9 processor and everything. I know I'm getting nerdy here, but if you get it with the i9 processor, you can use a guy's methods that's on YouTube, and you can, and I'll find that and tell you about it later, but you can actually Hackintosh it, and it will run the Mac operating system flawlessly, and it'll do. So if you're thinking about adding another Mac, or you're playing with the possibility of getting an Apple computer, a good way to get used to it and to see if it's going to be something you like is to get one of these little guys instead of spending, you know, over $1,000 on a laptop. Then get one of these little guys and fire it up, hook a monitor, keyboard, and mouse to it, and play with it until you're happy or not happy with it. If you're not happy with it, then wipe it and put Windows back on it. Easy enough, right? Okay, what else? That's really about all there is to it. I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time today because there's not much that I can add to anything. I was going to talk about Mitch McConnell and the vote, but of course I rambled too long for that to happen. You can hear the music is running, so I'm going to get out of here. I told myself I'm going to do 15 minutes and that's it. So that's what I'm doing today. And I apologize for the rambling nature of today and me back and forth all over the place and unfocused, but honestly, my focus is on other things right now. So I got a lot of work to do today. I have a totally different podcast that has to be produced. As soon as I finish this, I slide over to the other computer and start working on that. But we'll see you hopefully Thursday with a complete podcast on that day. So have a great day. We'll see you back then. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, we're done.